again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of September, 2007. It was on this day, 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien published his first novel, The Hobbit. He was a professor at Oxford, and in the summer of 1928, while he was grading a stack of student papers, he wrote the sentence, "In a hole in the ground lived a hobbit," though he didn't know yet what he meant by that. The novelist H.G. Wells, born on this day in Brumley, England, 1866, who in his late 20s got a respiratory disease, thought he was going to die, left his wife, ran off with another woman, and began writing furiously, and in about 5 years he'd written all the novels for which we know him today: The Time Machine, The Island of Dr. Moreau, The Invisible Man, and The War of the Worlds, and then went on to live a good deal longer. Stephen King, born on this day in Portland, Maine, 1947, the author of The Shining, Pet Sematary, who decided early on that it was more fun to write about giant man-eating rats than to write about the life of a gas station attendant or a high school English teacher, which was what he did before his stuff started to sell. As a teacher, he had seen the cruelty of teenagers, so he wrote a novel about a weird, miserable high school girl with psychic powers. Her name was Carrie White, who takes revenge on all of her classmates. Carrie, published in 1973. Stephen King, who claims to be afraid of spiders, elevators, closed-in places, the dark, flying, funerals, cancer, heart attacks, and being buried alive. And it's the birthday of Alan Lane, born in Bristol, England, 1902, one of the first people to decide that people might read more good books if they were cheaper, and he came out with quality paperbacks when he founded Penguin Books. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhman, Family Reunion, with a word that's new to me, chine, C-H-I-N-E, which means the backbone or the meat along the backbone. Family Reunion. The week in August, you come home, adult, professional, aloof. We roast and carve the fatted calf, in our case, homegrown pig, the chine, garliced and crisped, the applesauce hand-pressed, the greengage wine. Nothing is cost-effective here. The peas, the beets, the lettuces, hand-sown, are raised to stand apart. The electric fence ticks like the slow heart of something we fed and bedded for a year, then killed with kindness's one bullet and paid Jake Mott to do the butchering. In winter we lure the birds with suet, thaw lungs and kidneys for the cat. Darlings, it's all a circle, from the ring of wire that keeps the raccoons from the corn to the gouged pine table that we lounge around, distressed before any of you was born. Benign and dozy from our gluttonies, the candles down to stubs, defenses down, love leaking out unguarded, the way juice dribbles from the fence when grounded by grass stalks or a forgotten hoe, how eloquent, how beautiful you seem, wearing our gestures, how wise you grow, ballooning to overfill our space, the almost parents of your parents now, so briefly having you back to measure us is harder than having let you go. Maxine Kuhman, poem Family Reunion, from Our Ground Time Here Will Be Brief, published by Viking Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.